What are some of the current statistics concerning those living with a speech disorder in Australia?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's actually quite a significant number of children in the preschool years. So we're talking under 5 years of age, around one in five children can be affected. Many of these children resolve their speech difficulties, but actually children with stuttering are one of the sort of core proportions of individuals who can go on to continue to have a speech problem. So about one in 100 adults are thought to have stuttering.
So how is it that those with speech disorders like stuttering are able to sing without interruptions in rhythm and flow?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it's thought that when we're talking, we're using one particular brain pathway, and that that pathway is disrupted or not able to let us speak fluently when we have a speech impairment. When we sing, we change the rhythm, the prosody of our voice and the intonation. We're thought to harness a different pathway of the brain. And so by doing that, we're able to change our speech pattern and become fluent.
Mm. So in the UK, there are recent developments in clinical trials aimed at improving the fluency using electrical brain stimulations. How does that work?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And that's a study by a colleague of ours, Dr. Kate Watkins at Oxford. So this is a technique where, in essence, you're placing an electrode over the brain onto the temple in a core region of the brain that is responsible for controlling speech. And so it's thought by passing that current into those brain regions that you're kind of shifting the patterns of brain activity that happen during speech so that those people might be able to then speak fluently.
Do you think that this treatment could be implemented in Australia soon?
Yeah, well, it's a really good question. I think Kate is still conducting her trial. Once Kate's trial in Oxford is completed, it's always good to have another trial to try and replicate, but it kind of depends on the findings. So she has very strong findings that there is success in her randomised controlled trial, then certainly it could be then enough evidence to suggest we could trial this in Australia. But often you like to have a couple of studies out there showing positive effects.
And what other treatments do you think could be developed from this new technology?
Yeah, it's a good question. So at the moment, this is one of the core methods, but there are a number of other methods that are already available. And actually, Australia has really led the way in some of the speech restructuring programs. So Professor Mark Onslow is a colleague, and his group now UTS there in Sydney had developed some previous speech restructuring approaches. So for children, something called the LIDCM program, and that's an RCT-proven approach, helping individuals alter or take on feedback to alter their speech pattern, and that's already been proven to be very successful. But I suppose you're more interested in, you know, what kind of other brain altering or more direct sort of brain methods could be developed. And really, for the moment, this transcranial method is really the only sort of approach that's being utilised.